Hi, this is Amber Tozer, and I'm tweeting right now, but please listen to Storyworthy.
Welcome to the Storyworthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finn.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm here with
Hannes Finney, and we're coming to you from San Francisco, the headquarters of Craigslist.
Who is Craig? Do you know?
There is a guy named Craig. He right now is sitting in the corner and naked in a beanbag chair eating chips. But, you know, he invented the world's best list. So if he wants to do that, that's, hey, it's San Francisco, man. You can do whatever you want. Marry a carpet. We don't care.
Listen, you do find that out, would you? You're the one with the computer in front of you. I am now that I'm thinking of it. That makes me very curious as to who was Craig and why are we looking at his list? You know what I mean?
All right, I'll do that. I want to...
Our guest tonight, folks, Amber Tozer. Amber Tozer, she brings forth the topic. Basically, her topic is the mattress chick because she was on Craigslist as the mattress chick. And Hannes and I don't have that much to talk about regarding mattresses. But,
No. Mostly, my mattress stories usually end in crying and frustration.
but I think everybody has a story about Craigslist.
Sherry likes to go on Craigslist. I don't do it very much. She goes on. She finds, like, free furniture and shit.
Your
and
I'm
fiance. Like, yeah, and I'm always like... do we have to go? And I'm like, this is going to be terrible, and it's going to be on fire or infested with rats. And then we get it, and of course, it's totally fine.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they just need to get rid of their shit. They're not necessarily looking for money. They just need to move on, and especially in L.A., there's so much transition going on anyway, right?
I think people also have some of a weird egotistical thing that their stuff is so good that it can't just be thrown away. It's like, no. Somebody needs my half a crock pot. Just the heating section, not the pot that goes inside.
Just the element.
Just the element, yeah. Because it's so, you know, just, it's a bunch of junk. Just
well,
throw it away. But
know.
Nobody wants to throw it away.
I've done a lot on Craigslist. I'll tell you one thing that works on Craigslist is if you have a yard sale or like a garage sale, and then you list it on Craigslist, you say, oh, we're going to begin at, you know, 8 a.m., people are lined up at 6 a.m., man. People come. That's where they find out the information. They go to Craigslist.
I know. So you've basically listed your address on a psychopath board. Like, hey, I need to spend 10 cents on a piece of shit that somebody's throwing away.
Yeah.
And it's kind of marked at 25 cents. But God forbid you pay full market price.
Sometimes I think
at
you just want to like, cut out the middleman and have them just send you money and you'll take it to the trash.
I got an idea for you. You take it, you put it on the street, somebody takes it home.
I've done that many times in L.A. You know, you put out like an old table or my daughter's her two little chairs that she had.
Yeah.
And then you just write on it free. And then you just watch from the window and see how long
right.
it takes.
And a guy takes it.
It takes
he
like
takes
90
it home,
seconds.
He cleans it up. He puts it on a Craigslist and sells it for $50. It's a circle of life.
Hey, you guys, I did want to mention that Storyworthy, you know, we're an official selection in the L.A. Podfest. That's happening October 4th through the 6th here in Santa Monica. Are you excited, Hannes?
I am very excited. This is going to be fun. It's in a hotel. Hotels are some of my favorite places.
They have free ice.
They have free ice. I enjoy ice.
There's
I enjoy
pool.
Other people doing my linens.
That's, there's a swimming
I enjoy,
pool.
And let's just say this about the, you know, if you're in a long-term relationship, best sex you're going to have, hotel sex.
Yeah, because it's dirty, isn't it?
It's
dirty.
Not dirty. It's like it's a
filthy.
Different place. There's always a mirror in some strange place in a hotel room.
Really?
You know, yeah, there's always like it's on.
It's over the bureau and in the bathroom.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, but they. You don't know where it is in relation to the bed. It might be next to the bed. It might be far away. I don't know. This crazy stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and no matter what disgusting thing you do, it's some poor immigrant's job to clean it up.
God damn it! That's so depressing, man. I think that would be so hard, right? Cleaning up towels and sheets from people that are filthy.
I guess that's why after a while you just stop cleaning them and you just spray them with Febreze.
Well, with that in mind, folks, if you want more information on the LA Podfest, you'd head over to lapodfest.com. That's easy.
Yes, LAPodFest.com.
And also, of course, we have a website. And boy, I'll tell you, folks, when you go to the website, StoryworthyPodcast.com, and you click on our Amazon ad, it helps us out, and we appreciate that.
Right, just click on the Amazon ad, shop normally
it keeps our
for
train
all your
moving.
Disgusting
the
products.
The train keeps moving forward, right?
Right,
a couple
exactly.
of dollars
drips
here,
and
a couple of dollars there.
We need every dollar. And
oh,
you know how
gosh.
Little you think? There's a tiny amount of money I could get them. It won't help. Yes, it will.
Yes, it
yes,
will.
Yes, it will.
That's
we're
true.
Sitting here. We're in rags.
And let me tell you how much rags we're in. This is what I've recently sold on Craigslist.
Oh, yes. It's a trying to
no,
your
I,
habit.
I have sold a couple of cameras. I sold my breast pump On Craigslist.
Oh, okay.
See, I bought the Storyworthy Clock of Truth with that, you know, with my breast pump money.
I see. Now, the breast pump seems a little intimate, like how much you clean it.
Well, you get your own, like, suction kit per woman. Like, it's your own hygiene, that part. But the actual machine, you know, the breast pump is a piece of art. It's called
the medulla. It's wrong that I'm turned on,
it's
right?
It's called the pump
it's wrong.
Style.
I just want to make sure it's wrong pump that I that me making that sound was yeah, that's
here's
not
something
good.
Else I've sold on Craigslist. A lot. I can say this because I know my family doesn't listen to our show because they think it's called Story World.
Yeah, and they think that it's on the radio. Your father keeps tuning the radio going, where's Christine? Is it an AM or FM?
You know what, man? He's 80 years old. Let it go. All right, so I've sold a lot of Christmas Santa figures. There, I said it. My sisters, they give me, like, a Santa Claus dressed as a Steeler character. I hate football. I don't like that Christmas that much anymore. And then I have these figures of Santas, often
so
in Steeler clothes.
So you have converted. You've become a Jewish
so
soccer
I sell
fan.
Them. I sell them.
That's what's happening.
The other thing I sell are the manger figures. Somehow,
I wish my
relatives
at least gave
Christian.
Me shit I could sell to somebody else.
They give me like, okay, one, for example, you get like two sheep, three cows. One is just called the manger dog. There was a dog. It's a yellow lab. There was a yellow lab in the manger.
Yeah, speaking of sheep and cows, let's get right to the dirty stuff because, you know, I know that you did some research on the dirty, dirty underbelly of Craigslist.
Well, okay. Those things I've sold. And then I wanted to say, before I tell you the dirty part.
Oh, tell me the dirty part.
Is that I found Jorge Reyes, our sound engineer. I found him
on
Craigslist.
Well, that's the filthiest thing I've ever heard.
Also, Joe Slepsky, a guy who helps us produce a show. I found him on Craigslist.
Yeah, now what you don't point out about Jorge is that despite the fact that he is our fantastic sound engineer, you actually found him under missed connections.
That's not true.
Yes.
That's not true. I've also found a few useless interns on Craigslist that we don't work with anymore. And then I was looking
at We did have a guy who showed up once, said three words in 3 hours, and never showed up again.
I asked him what other podcasts you listen to. And he looked at me like, I don't even know what a podcast is, lady. I don't know what he thought I was asking for.
Yeah,
that was strange.
An odd one. But Joe is the one who's stuck around. Joe knows what he's doing.
And, you know, Joe did not answer that ad. His fiance, Rebecca Wallenzak, she answered the ad for him. So really, me and Rebecca are in the relationship, not even me and Joe.
There. Wow, it's a threesome of something.
So then I think about, okay, Craigslist, and I think, well, boom, let's go to the personal ads. And, you know, men seeking men, women seeking women, et cetera. But then I hit the mother load when I clicked on miscellaneous romance.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous romance. And, you know, look, I'm not going to bore everybody because everybody's heard this kind of funny. But I did – a few things stuck out. Like this one guy. He's in Glendale. If anybody's available, he's in Glendale. He would like to make you wealthy. He would like you to get a percentage of his business.
Down.
He would like you to be either Caucasian, Filipina, Asian, Hispanic, Mexicana, or – a tiny black girl.
See, no, he's so formal at the beginning. It's like a list from the census.
Here's somebody in Hermosa Beach. He just says, "You deserve a licking."
You know, I think that's about 95% of the people who say that to. You could just go up to the street and people say that.
Now, here's
it doesn't,
a guy.
It's like, do you deserve a licking or do you deserve a beating?
Right.
Because if you're from 1930, a licking is a beating.
Right. I think he's talking about the tongue, like that. I think.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for demonstrating what a tongue is by sticking the tongue out of your mouth and then going, ah, la, 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 la.
Sorry,
I got it. Yeah, Sean is curled up in a ball. Put your pants on, Sean.
By the way, Hannes and I would like to thank Sean Merrick today here at Sideshow Network. He's helping us out, recording our show for us. Thank you,
You know
Sean.
What I like best about him right now? He's wearing an Argyle sweater.
And let me ask
There's not
this.
Enough Argyle in the world today.
I bet this is not from Sean. This next ad, this is not Sean for sure because he says, I'm a cute white boy with a small dick.
Oh, no.
That's not Sean.
You don't wear Argyle when you got a small dick. You wear Argyle when your cock is so huge.
That's to bring you in, okay? Once you read that ad title, that's the subject. Cute white boy with a small dick. Then he begins, hello, I'm a really cute white guy who is cursed with a small cock. Then he goes on to what
he's
looking for.
I'm so glad you're reading this. I don't want this drop to be around.
He's looking for a mature Asian couple. Okay.
Mature Asian. Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me. Yeah, he's got a small dick, and he's not looking for one person, but two. He's like, I can satisfy absolutely no one, so let's have two disappointed people in the bedroom.
There's a lot of specificities. It's very complicated. And at the very, very bottom, he writes, I'm only available Monday through Friday during the day.
okay.
He's much like the $7.99 pizza at Domino's. He's only Monday through Friday. He cannot be got on the weekends.
All right, and then
him
one
and his
more.
Small dick are doing
I wanted
very
to point
things.
Out. And you know, by the way, these couple of this took me 2.5 minutes to read. This was no research at all. These just comedy.
Oh, yeah, this is
this
recent.
Comedy
yeah.
just it just pours to you. It just gives and gives and gives. Last one, this guy. He's also in Glendale. So this is interesting. Two people
Glendale.
In Glendale.
Oh, how would I say this without being racist? It's filled with Armenians.
This guy would like someone slender and small and under 40, but over 17. So he's got an age range. That's
right.
All
and
I'm
why
saying.
Don't you? Yeah. And it doesn't. But why don't you say 18 to? So
because
over 17 just means I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
That's what that
up
doesn't.
Up to 40. Yeah. 17 to 40.
Right.
All right. So anyway, there are.
So if you're 41,
if you're sitting at home, you guys, you think
yourself.
You're bored, you think you're having, you know, nothing to do. Well, that's not true. There's plenty to do. You head over to Craigslist.
Well, you've been thinking about doing internet
encounters.
Dating. So are you going to go on the Craigslist?
Yeah,
or are you
that's
go with
exactly where I'm
site?
Going, Hannes. I'm going straight to the miscellaneous romance. I'm heading
well,
over to Glendale
specific.
Right
okay,
when we're
so
done here.
Okay, so your ex-husband is 7 years younger than you.
That's right.
Okay, so you need to put that in the ad that you want somebody in that age range.
Well, who said I wanted? Who said I wanted that again?
I don't
that
know,
just
I'm
didn't
just
work
saying.
Out.
Okay, so you need someone younger. Let's go 14 younger years younger than you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good news is we have a real storyteller here. And that's,
really?
That's
we do?
The meat
that
of
never
the
happens.
Show, Hannes. It's the meat of the show.
Yeah.
Amber
this
Kozer.
Is the grist. This is the part you chew on, and then you try and get it out of your mouth without your date seeing it and put it on the side of your plate. That's what we are.
Amber Tozer is here. She brings forth the topic, the mattress chick. So, folks, wherever you are, please stick around because Amber is on her way here. Next week on Storyworthy, we have actress Alina Madison.
And I will be talking about volunteering in an old folks' home. Hannes, quit rolling your eyes.
That's next week on Storyworthy. And we're back. We've actually gone into the main office of Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist.
Yay!
He's wearing a jaunty cap. He is still otherwise naked, but in his office he has a desk with a beanbag on top of it.
What else have you learned about this guy?
He was born in 1952. He attended Case Western Reserve University, and he likes to be naked in the beanbag chair. These are the three important things that I've learned.
Seriously, is that all you're going to tell us? There's nothing else?
That's all I'm going to tell you. He's from New Jersey. We don't care.
All right, you guys. Amber Tozer is here right now. She is a comedian and a writer and an actress. She's the co-creator of Knit Twits. I don't know if you've heard this, Hannes, but it's a web series inspired by funny tweets. It's very funny. She
tweets,
also has a
eh?
Fake
what are these tweets you speak of?
She has a fake advice column that she does from time to time called Ask Amber, and that can be found. I don't know if it's always there, but I've seen it before at laughspin.com. And here's where she really shines, Hannes, is on Twitter. So, folks, you can definitely follow her at Amber Tozer. And wherever you are, please put your hands together for Amber Tozer.
So it was the summer of 2006, and I had just moved from New York to L.A., and I was sort of depressed my last year in New York, so when I moved to Los Angeles, I had this sort of, like, carefree, open-minded perception. I was like, I'm going to do everything different. So I just promised myself that I would say yes to a lot of things. And so a couple of weeks after I moved into my apartment with my friend Erin, she and I went thrift shopping to see if we could find some cheap furniture for our apartment. We only had like one chair. So we go into this thrift shop in West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard. And within minutes of walking into the place, the owner approached us. He was, his name was Martin. He was super chatty and nosy, sort of flirty. And I don't know, he was just really in our business. And Erin, of course, like walks away because she has confidence in herself and goes to shop. And I'm like a people pleaser. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll listen to this guy. But so we told him, I was there to do comedy. He bragged about himself. And then he was like, oh, I know Barry Katz. And I was like, oh, I don't care. And so we kept talking and talking. Eventually, he asked me if I needed a job, and I did. And he said, well, do you want to sell mattresses on Craigslist? And I was like, yeah, I love Craigslist, and I love mattresses. Let's do this. And so I started working for him the very next day. And apparently there's this whole, like, black market mattress business. And Martin taught me everything. What you do is you find a wholesaler and you buy it yourself, and then you post an ad on Craigslist and you jack up the price. So, and the way he did it was super sneaky. He would post an ad. Instead of being like, I have a brand new mattress, he would write a fake ad because he thought that people would buy stuff if they thought that they were benefiting from somebody else's misfortune. So he'd make up a story. He'd be like, oh, I just bought this mattress, but I have to move. I never used it. It's still in the plastic. You know, so it was sort of like this dramatic story. So he taught me how to do that. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I get to make up stories. So I would make up and they would call, and it would just be like you would sell one at a time. So I would make up a story like, oh, I was going to move in with my fiance, but I caught him cheating and we bought a new mattress. But now I'm selling everything. Let me know if you want it. It's still in the plastic. So that's how I first started out, was just selling one at a time, and I would deliver them. So Martin taught me where the wholesaler was. I would drive, go pick up the mattress, strap it onto my Mitsubishi Galant, and then drive it to whoever thought, like, you know, whoever thought I was getting married and then got cheated on. So it was so bizarre, but I would get like $90 a mattress, and he got the other half because it was his idea. So I would do. And I became obsessed with it. I mean, I moved to LA to do comedy, and I was going through a horrible breakup. And the first thing that I woke up, that I would think of when I woke up in the morning was selling mattresses. I was like, I gotta close some deals. So this went on for only 2 weeks, and Martin eventually freaked me out. He was a nut job. Of course he was a nut job, but he took me to lunch one day, and he was like, open up the glove compartment, and there was a gun in there. And I was like, oh, are you showing me this to let me know I better, not mouth off to you because you're going to shoot me? He's like, no, I just like to have protection. So anyway, I quit. I was like, Martin, you're crazy. Thank you for the fun mattress experience, because it was really hilarious. I mean, it was so, I was laughing so hard because I was selling these mattresses and driving around, you know, my Mitsubishi Galant. And, but then I was done. Then Martin kept calling me, like stalking me, saying, you better not be selling mattresses on Craigslist. I see those ads. I'm like, I'm done. Martin, I'm done with the mattress business. Trust me, it's over. He called me every day for the next 2 weeks, just like threatening me. And I got so mad. I was like, you know what, Martin? If you think I'm selling mattresses, I'm going to sell mattresses. So I had been telling my neighbors, this lesbian couple, Leslie and Sarah, what was going on the whole time. They like loved the mattress drama. I was like, Martin's stalking me. I'm like, I'm going to sell mattresses because he thinks I am and I'm good at it. So I'm gonna show this fucker that if he thinks I'm selling mattresses, I'm gonna sell them. So we took it to the next level. We me and these lesbians, like, we decided not to sell in Los Angeles because Martin was crazy and he had a gun and it was very dramatic and oversaturated. And we did all this research and we realized that San Francisco was the best market. Because, you know, a lot of people don't have cars, a lot of young people, a lot of artsy people, everybody wants a mattress delivered. So we decided to, and I found a new wholesaler, this guy Frank Jr., like shady mattress warehouse off the 110 downtown Los Angeles. So I hook up with Frank Jr., he cuts me a good deal, and so we post an ad in San Francisco's Craigslist and say overstock sale, one weekend only, moving out old inventory, delivering this weekend only. So all week we posted ad, and closed deals on the phone. And it's pretty easy to sell a mattress on the phone if you're good, like if you sell it, you know, like, oh, we'll bring it to you. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it. And so we sold about 20 over the phone, and then like closing, I had the spreadsheet, we had the addresses, we had it mapped out, it was super organized. So we rented a 24-foot truck, went to the mattress warehouse, to Frank Jr., loaded up all of our orders, drove to San Francisco, and delivered all weekend. I think there was about 20 mattresses. And, you know, we made a few thousand dollars. We all split it, of course, but it was cash only. So shady. The mattresses were good, though. Like, I feel good because the mattresses are good. But, yeah, I mean, we'd show up, and it was just, like, a bunch of chicks. It'd be, like, knock on the door, like, hey, we're here with your mattress. He'll be like, oh, where's the delivery dudes? We're like, oh, we're delivering it. We're the delivery dudes. So, anyway, that was the first weekend. Leslie and I, one of the lesbians, decided to make this our full-time job. We did this for 2 years. We sold and delivered over 600 mattresses. I sort of quit comedy. I quit performing. I became obsessed with it. So we did it for about two more years, 600 mattresses. And Martin eventually stopped harassing me, but I would pay money to see his face if he knew that I made like $60,000 cash. From his idea, out of pure spite and resentment, just because he was stalking me after I quit. The end.
What a great story.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. First of all, I just have to say that you met this guy in the thrift store, which is the real world equivalent of a Craigslist. Of course, that's where a guy who works on Craigslist would be, in a thrift store.
Right.
Because that's
this
the,
is, yeah, but I mean, how did you quit? How did you stop?
I just told him. I was like, you're nuts. I'm like,
well,
I'm
no, but
done.
That was Martin. But the next guy that you went, Frank, how did you?
No. The lesbian she was working with. You just stopped. After 2 years, you went.
Oh, I just stopped. She was like my best friend at this point.
Okay, right.
It wasn't like a job.
But
and
Frank,
I
know. But Frank, the guy that you were getting the mattresses from downtown, he was good to go. You just ended
He was just selling them.
He was selling them to you.
He was going to sell them to somebody else. Yeah, he was selling them to her.
He was selling them to everybody. He's just like a mattress wholesaler.
Oh, wait, I need to know the markup. Like, okay, so the reason you were, so you'd get it for like what? You got a queen size mattress for what? With your deal, bulk deal from Frank?
Like $250.
And you would sell it for?
$400, $450.
And so in the store.
Well, it depends if it was double pillow
and
top
in the
or
store,
not.
They were probably selling it for $700, right?
Yeah.
Like you would mark it up, but you wouldn't mark it up as much as a retail store.
Right.
So it is, in fact, still a bargain for these people.
Yeah, it's definitely a bargain. And we delivered. That's the key. And I think we would charge $25 for delivery.
Yeah.
And how did you sell? You say it's easy to sell a mattress on the phone. That seems like absolutely insane. I mean, you have to sit on the mattress first. Who buys a mattress on the phone?
A lot of people.
Really?
A lot of like people who just want a mattress and don't want to deal with it. Like a lot of college students.
Did you have like buzzwords like pillow top? That's a buzzword. Am I right?
Pillow top.
Yeah. So if
cushy.
You're okay, we're on.
It's
we're
cushy.
Gonna play. Let's do a little play acting here.
Yeah.
Play.
Oh, it's
role
been
playing.
It's been so
no,
long.
No, no, no. But you're. But you said. I remember this phrase. You said it's easy to sell if you sell it. Meaning, sell was in italics when you said it. Like you're gonna sell me the mattress.
Okay. Ring,
where should
ring.
I get this mattress? We could skip into the conversation.
It's been 6 years.
But if
I think I've blocked it out.
But if you said like, okay, I saw your ad on Craigslist. Looks like you have a mattress.
Right.
Is it available?
Yeah. We're delivering this weekend. We only have a few left.
Well, is it a new mattress? I mean,
it's brand new. It's just overstock.
And who makes it?
There's a wholesaler in Los Angeles who usually sells to hotels.
But is it Serta? Is it Sealy?
No. His brand is called Sleep Perfect.
Sleep Perfect.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now if I were to cover this mattress in peanut butter and roll around on it, how hard would it be to see, this is what I'm thinking is mattresses bought on Craigslist are used to fulfill sexual fantasies from the other section of Craigslist.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But I would have a hard time buying a mattress on Craigslist. I mean, I hear what you're saying, that they were brand new, or you told them they were brand new. They are brand
they
new.
They are, yeah.
Because it just seems to me like I feel like I might have seen a 2020 story years ago about like a mattress being filled with oats or maybe something inappropriate.
I'm sure there's tons of nightmare
was this
mattress
in Kansas
stories.
Yes,
it was.
Oats in the mattress?
That's exactly
okay.
Right. And feed. I believe it was feed. So when Martin
filled
was giving
with
you
doll heads.
When Martin was giving you a hard time, could you have changed your phone number or?
I mean, I could have, but I didn't want to. Like, I had that phone for years, and I was sort of like, you know what? Fuck you, Martin.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be afraid.
I do enjoy you becoming a mastermind out of spite. Spite is an underrated motivation in this
world. I was seriously, like, done. I was like, that was crazy experience. I worked with this crazy guy for 2 weeks, but I don't know what it was. Like, just that he kept bothering me and threatening, I just got so mad at him.
And so you said, I'll show you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna do this.
Well, it's kind of like a relationship where a guy is jealous and he keeps saying, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? And after about a year, you go, well, I might as well cheat on you, considering the fact that you're saying I'm doing it anyhow.
And you're making me miserable.
By the way, do you think this is his hat? I just pulled up. Of course, I had to look up mattress. Queen mattress, pillow top, brand new, $75. This is a brand new mattress, never taken out of the bag. I also have foundation for $75 if you need both.
$75?
This sounds like a real, person. Yeah.
I mean, how could you buy a $75 queen-size mattress? And where are they located? Are they in Glendale?
No, they're in Venice. So you know that there's a weed in the mattress.
That's so
weird.
Did
your parents ever know that you were doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because that would terrify me if I was your dad. I'd be like,
but truly.
Well,
I mean,
there's a guy threatening
me.
He's got a gun.
That takes balls.
Don't worry, Dad. I've taken up with a couple of lesbians, and now we're moving heavy furniture.
Yeah, we're moving heavy furniture up north. I mean, what did your parents? They said, well, Amber knows best.
You know what? I think my mom is sort of, I don't know. She didn't say any. My dad's dead, so he was like, do whatever you want. And my mom, I think she's sort of used to me trying weird things. So
yeah.
She didn't really.
All right.
This is an indication of how much parents don't respect stand-up comedy. When you tell them you're doing stand-up and they roll their eyes, and then later you're selling mattresses at Craigslist, they're like, well, at least you've got a steady job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she was relieved.
And you are from Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a sleepy mountain town. Am I right?
It's not mountains. It's in the foothills, but it's sort of, it's like half hour away from any mountains, but it's south of Colorado Springs.
But actually, now that I think of it, it is bigger. It's like 100,000 people or something, right?
Yeah, it's not super
Isn't
small.
Isn't that where you used to pre-internet, well, you're probably young for this, write to the government for pamphlets?
Yep.
Do you remember those commercials?
I did not
know
that.
Yeah,
with commercials. The dog. If you want more information about alpaca herding, write to P.O. Box 56, Pueblo, Colorado.
What is that all about? Do you remember that?
It was an information service
it's
from
funny.
The U.S.
It's
government.
People in Pueblo don't really talk about it, but everybody else. It's a small office in the airport where you would get free consumer information.
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
You don't remember these ads? They were ubiquitous PSAs on television later.
Yeah, I don't remember that being, you know. Okay, so listen, you're a stand-up comedian, but now you're doing Knit Twits. Tell us about that. That's a really funny premise.
Oh, yeah. We take funny tweets and we sort of expand on them and turn them into sketches.
Right. And so the tweet can be as simple as, give us an example. Maybe something about college or like, you know, the tweet could be anything.
The tweet could be anything. And yeah, you just expand it into a sketch. So the tweet is either like the punchline or just like the base idea of what the sketch is about. It just depends.
And how long are the sketches?
Between 30 seconds. Well, we try to do it between 30 seconds and 3 minutes. But
which
we
is
have
a long time considering the premise is only 140 characters.
Yeah.
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 Really?
So. And where does this, what's our platform for, it's on the website? It's on its own website?
It's
on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. And then we have a website. But yeah, we've shot like 30 of them, and we've had some funny like Eddie Pepitone.
I think
Pepitone
it's hilarious. And, Eddie Pepitone, and you had
Danny Zucker.
Dana Gould was on. Dana
wasn't. Danny Zucker.
Oh, great. Danny Zucker, the executive producer of Modern Family.
Uh-huh.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, would you do me a favor, Amber? Could you explain Twitter to Hannes, please?
Oh, gosh. Well, I love Danny Zucker. Right. I think he's so he harasses Donald Trump. And
constantly.
Donald,
it's
like,
hilarious.
Responds to him. It's super, it's really funny. And Henry Winkler, he doesn't really do jokes, but he's so sweet and like.
Yeah, the
so
real
involved.
Henry Winkler.
You know, I know a girl who's, I think she's about 30 or so, and she follows Cher, and she loves Cher because Cher just tweets completely insane, random things.
Oh, really?
Because she's Cher.
Well, you know who also tweets crazy stuff is Victoria Jackson. There's somebody to follow on Twitter because she tweets some crazy stuff,
she
man.
She does nuts.
Yeah, she does. So tell us more then. Who else do you like?
I like Mia Farrow.
Oh. No, I don't know. I've never thought about following Mia Farrow.
Now, that surprises me. Mia Farrow is
She's not like a jokester, but she likes jokes. She's super cool.
And she's smart.
Yeah, she's super smart. God, who else do I follow? My Knit Twits partner, Xmas War Machine.
Oh, I love that. So it's Xmas War Machine.
Yes.
Wow, I'll remember that.
Boy, that is...
Liz Winstead, she's very good.
Oh, yes. She's really good. Rob Delaney, of course.
Yes, of course. Patton Oswalt.
Of course.
Patton Oswalt.
Right?
Yes.
And what there are people...
Michael
that,
Ian Black.
And
yeah.
Michael Ian Black, uh-huh. Right. And Marc Maron. And do you... When do you... You're tweeting kind of all day long, but do you do the setup ones as well, where you kind of set up and schedule in advance certain tweets?
Oh, like right before? Write them and then post them later?
Yeah. In other words, you can... Like, I do that on Hootsuite where, you know, I can write it ahead of time and then I know
it's
going out
the next day.
She writes
three of them and they drop.
Oh, cool.
I believe that's the word we're looking for. They drop during the day.
That's right. They drop.
What's that called? I've never heard of that.
Hootsuite. Hootsuite is where you can manage all of your social media on one page. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just toss that out to you.
Wow, look at teaching the young folks a thing or two.
Oh, my God.
Where it's all in one place. Yeah, it's just another little platform.
Oh, sweet. I got to check that out.
I just taught something to Amber.
No. I know. So, yeah, so you can write, like, you could basically write 10 tweets, schedule them for the whole week.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Fun. Now, let me ask you something. Did your family ever come out here from Colorado? Did they come visit?
A couple times a year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Another thing I can't relate to.
Who lives like an hour outside of Los Angeles. So they...
Your mom's sister or somebody?
My grandma's sister, my great aunt.
Oh, that's very
nice. Yeah, so they came out here a couple times
a year. But other than that, you've no family out here?
Nope.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm from Pittsburgh. I have some family, though, now. It's getting bigger because I have a daughter. Boom. There, I got family.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
See, that's how old you do.
That is a lot of work to get some family. It's like I got to gestate a... infant inside my body and give birth. And it's like, just because
I
didn't want to be lonely on Saturday night.
That's exactly right. I have a question. So you played college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And you are very athletic. You seem athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you are not tall.
No.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
What basketball team did you play on? No offense.
I could drain the three.
Really?
Look at that, Hannes.
You're like the white guy on every NBA
dish,
team.
Defense.
Really? Okay.
On your Facebook page, a photo of you in a handstand.
Oh.
And I do headstands about for a half hour to 45 minutes every day.
Really?
Do you do headstands or just handstands?
No, I just did that for the picture.
Oh,
but
I
just started doing yoga, so I'm trying to get...
Headstands are great. I can get into like a meditative thing.
Oh,
I can just be on my head for an awful long time.
I got to try that.
Thanks, Hannes. All right, so listen, you do some acting, because you do some acting on Nitwits, but would you like to be a series regular? I mean, obviously, who wouldn't want to be a series regular? But is that what you're going... Are you heading toward more acting, more comedy, or whatever happens?
My dream is to have my own animated series.
Wow.
So I'm working on that. Like, I wrote the pilot and this.
Wonderful.
And yeah. So, I mean, I would love to act, but I don't know if I'm that great at it.
You know what? I say that all the time.
That never stopped anybody in this town.
But that's not true. That does, like, I always say, like, what do I want to do? I want to be an actress. Of course, who doesn't want to be an actress on the sitcom? But at the end of the day, there are so many fucking talented people, you guys. There are actresses that are just so good, they'll blow you away. And I think to myself, I don't have anything that comes close to that. You know what I mean? Like, I could fudge my way through something, or I can act like I'm a certain way. But these actresses who know what they're doing, and I know so many here in Los Angeles, you know, that's not
yeah,
just
but you can't
easy
think about thing. That way, because you don't know what they're... Somebody's going to make
a
show, and you're
going
to be the person they're looking for.
I think some people who can play a character that's close to their personality, where they don't have to change much.
Right,
like,
right.
Or they just talk like the way that they would talk. If they can land a role like that, I think anybody can do
but
it.
But there's no sense in going to acting school to learn how to do a drunk breakdown scene, because nobody's going to ask you to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, we're not getting those roles that Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise gets, or Meryl Streep. Those roles, we need to be
Val
able to
Kilmer?
Say, yeah.
Nice 1998 reference.
Now, but these guys, they get these big, juicy, meaty roles. But people that are just like us, or regular,
well, that's one of our old acting teacher. We went to the same acting teacher. Would say, like, you are not, you're going to deliver pizza to a guy having a mental breakdown.
So learn how to say.
Nobody's hiring you to have a mental breakdown.
Here's your pizza.
Yes, exactly.
Here's your pizza. What's wrong with you?
That's what you call improv right there.
All right, let me ask you. We want to play a little Shotgun Storyworthy in a minute, but I have to ask you. There's an article I saw online about you from AfterEllen.com. After Ellen, I guess, is after the Ellen show. It's like,
yes,
after
they all do that now.
After
they
Lately.
This,
it's
like,
like Chelsea Lately is after Lately. Yeah. So I guess they have an After Ellen. And they put you in this title, Queer Women to Watch, Spring of 2009. I mean, that, it just seems like, you know, and so you go on to talk about being bisexual. But what about that title? How does that, How did you feel?
Did we bury the lead? We have a bisexual basketball player.
I think. What do I think of that? I think it was a thing that they would do weekly or like a section. It wasn't. I don't remember.
There were like five different comedians listed there, and you were one of them. And
what, does the word queer freak you out?
No, it doesn't freak me out, but I would think like somebody calls you on the phone. They say, hey, Amber, we want to do this piece about queer women to watch. And then you say, I don't know. It just seems like such a label to say that.
Well, that would be like, how dare you? It's the Ellen Show. Oh, in that case, it's okay.
Well, I think it's a gay website, so that word.
They're taking back the word.
No, you know what? I didn't know it was a gay
website. Yeah.
After Ellen
means like after Ellen came out.
I see. So, yeah. See that, Christine, there you go. I just messed that up. I thought it was just like after Chelsea's show, what they talk about. I thought it was Ellen.
This is the post-Ellen world
we're living in.
So it's a gay website. So the word, I think the word queer is used all the time. There's like queer shows.
I see.
But it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. A stunning word, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you obviously well, no,
it's the old, you know, N-word thing. We're going to take back the word. We're not going to let you insult us with, you know, we're going to call ourselves queer. So you saying that if you're trying to insult us is not, although nobody said that in like 40 years.
Yeah.
It's like only your great-great-grandfather would insult gay people that way.
And let me ask you about the Ask Amber advice column. That's all in jest.
Yeah. It's... I mean, they're real questions, but the advice is
just
silly. I haven't done it for a while. I need to start it up again, but it was on Laughspin for a bit. And
right. It was very funny.
Thank you. I read
some of them online. I thought it was very funny.
Thanks.
Hey, do you want to play a little Shotgun Story Ready?
Sure.
That music can only mean one thing. It's time for Shotgun Storyworthy.
The game where our storyteller spins the storyworthy wheel of truth and tells a true one-minute story about the topic it lands on.
So everybody, say it with me.
Spin that wheel!
Vacation. Okay, I'll do this one. I was on a road trip with my friend Lisa. We drove from Colorado to Key West. It was a big road trip, and we were just like, party. And we went to Disney World, and they had this nightclub strip off to the side of Disney World. So I go, and I get really drunk, and we're dancing in this club, and this girl hits on me. She's like dancing with me. She doesn't hit on me. We're just dancing, blah, blah, blah. And her boyfriend comes up to me and he's like, why are you dancing with my girlfriend, you dyke? And I'm like, I'm like, she must like me. She looks like she likes me more than she likes you. And so he pushed me and I pushed him back and we got into like a sort of a little scuffle and my friend Lisa was like in between us and then the security guard broke us up. And we were, like, swinging at each other all the way through the door. And just because I was dancing with this girl. I mean, he was drunk and I was drunk, but I think he was the biggest jerk. And then we got kicked out of Disney World. So all of us got kicked out of Disney World, and then I had to pee real bad. So I sat on the edge of a car bumper. If you ever have to pee in a parking lot, sit on a bumper and just hang your butt over, like, the edge and pee.
Wow, Amber Tozer, that sounds like a nightmare vacation.
Throw down at Disney World.
You got why did you get kicked out of Disney World?
Because we were
swinging. Peeing on a car.
No, that was afterwards.
After the fight.
She did not do the thing where the guy comes over and then suddenly she turns around and goes, he was trying to hit me, and then he gets thrown out. She was like, I will fuck you up.
Good for you. So you were peeing on a car in Toontown. No, wait, that's not right.
I wasn't being on the car.
I get it.
To make it unobvious, because this is the most fascinating part of the story, you're saying if a woman wants to pee outdoors, if she sits on the bumper of a car, she appears to just be sitting on the bumper of a car.
No, I think that the stream
peeing.
Goes out, so you don't go down your legs.
It's not about not being seen. It's about comfort.
Oh, you're going to be seen, but your urine stream arcs out more like a penis.
Yeah, you sit like this on the edge.
Amber Tozer, yes, as we speak,
like she's demonstrating. Showing it's us podcast how, gold, ladies and gentlemen.
How to pee in a parking lot at a concert,
hey,
or better
Christine.
Yet, a family theme park.
Christine, do you not remember the story where you're wearing the long underwear with your brother, you're drinking beer at a Steelers game, you go into the
so
restroom
cold.
To take off your 15 layers
so
of clothing to finally pee, but
game.
You forgot to take down your underpants.
Right, so I peed right through my underpants. And then I had to take off, like, my boots, then my jeans, then my long underwear, then my underwear,
oh.
And I had pee. Ladies and gentlemen, Amber Tozer, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for
and
having me.
And we do really enjoy you on Twitter. So everybody out there, follow Amber at Amber Tozer. You can follow Hannes at Hannes Finney. No, what is it? At Hannes PH.
At Hannes PH.
All right.
I have to say, your friend, what was your partner's thing, War Machine? It was a Xmas War Machine.
Uh-huh.
You know what? That's great. Because I can already spell that in my head. And like mine, it's like nobody can spell my name, so I probably should have picked something people could spell. And people always do their name, and it's like he made up something that like Xmas War Machine, I can spell that.
Right.
Otherwise, like people are going to try to get to Hannes, and they're going to spell it wrong.
You don't have any, hardly any followers anyway. Why don't you just make up a new account?
Yeah.
You could be like, what do you want to be? This is where it's tricky.
Thanksgiving Iron Man?
There you
See,
go.
Because Xmas War Machine is a you don't know who War Machine is. He's a character in Iron Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. I want to be Easter Daredevil? No. Easter Ninja Turtle? Easter Ninja Turtle. That's going
to
be me.
All right, you guys. We're going to wrap it up right now. I'd like to thank a couple of people. Number one, Sean Merrick. Thanks for helping us out today, Sean. Also, Jorge Reyes.
Argyle.
Jorge Reyes. Also, Joe Slutsky helps us out each and every week. And, of course, John Thomas Griffith, who wrote our theme song, Follow Me. Do you like that song, Hannes?
Sure. Let's say I do.
And on behalf of Amber Tozer, thank you so much for storytelling tonight. And on behalf of you, Hannes Finney, my dear friend and co-host, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.